Yes, sir.
I'm from Ragged Island, Anson, Norton. Just have a couple of questions. Do we know, once you get these test sites, if we're going to actually have anybody come out to do something? And how long would we actually be, maybe some idea before we actually would see something in the water? And I also have a comment about the wind on Matinicus Rock and Rutland Desert. Both those wind towers have been down. Matinicus Rock has been down since probably this past January. And I was in contact with National Wildlife. They own the lighthouse up there. And then the National Buoy Data Center owns all the equipment. And National Buoy Data says they can't fix the wind thing on Matinicus Rock. I don't know about Mount Desert, but Matinicus Rock, they said they can't go up there because the walkway around the tower is not safe. They won't send anybody out there. So I talked to National Wildlife Service, which has an office here in Rockport. And they said they don't have the money to fix the walkway. So it's kind of like a catch 22, both government agencies. But neither one's got the money to do it. One doesn't have the money to fix the walkway, and the other one can't do the buoy. So I don't know if the state or anybody on their committee can put some power to get, to get that fixed, so we can have some wind data. I mean, there's no wind data coming from Matinicus Rock now or Mount Desert Rock. I don't know what the story is on Mount Desert Rock. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments. I don't have a good answer on the wind gauges, but we'll certainly see what the situation is. With regard to whether anyone is ready to jump right in, I'll ask Jake Ward to talk more about what the university is going to do.
As I mentioned before, we have a proposal pending with the Department of Energy to look at demonstrating floating technology for offshore wind. If that proposal is selected for funding, which we should hear in the next couple weeks, it would start in January, and our goal would be to put, starting out with smaller scale prototype floaters in the water, 10 kilowatt turbines, 75 to 85 foot high towers, hopefully as soon as April or spring of 2011. And that would go over a period of a couple of years, going up to a larger scale. Again, a smaller scale prototype, but 100 kilowatt turbine. Ultimately, if everything works out well, and that proposal is a consortium of about 7 or 8 companies, as well as other education institutions and federal labs, would get to a full scale turbine. Can you read the date on that? About 2013, 2014.
How tall is
100
kilowatt turbine?
The 100 kilowatt, can you see the scale on that? Under 200 feet. The 100 kilowatt is the third one from the left. It's about 125, 150 feet. The full scale size one, the Statoil Eagle one that was talked about in the newspaper, that's the turbine is 230 feet off the deck, I think, roughly. The Vinyl Haven, does anybody know what the Vinyl Haven to the tip of the top of the blade, so the hub is 262. What's the elevation off sea level, do you know?
It's just like a family tower kind of.
So perhaps that answered your question regarding the university's intention. I don't know that we have an answer for other sites, because it will, the timing of getting in there probably depends on companies coming forth through the leasing process and then whatever planning they need to do to get their gear together.
And I would encourage anyone to read the legislation, the permitting process, while it's fairly rigorous, the plans you have to put together, the data you have to collect before you put anything in the water, so it's significant.
Okay.